This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
The Tampa Bay Rays. They're defunct.
They don't exist anymore?
They don't exist anymore. I just decided today. We should make a call, let them know, but I just decided they're out.
I would rather watch the painting guy. Who's the painting
Bob
guy?
Bob Ross.
I'd rather watch Bob Ross than watch my favorite baseball team play in Tampa.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
What a matchup. It is bracket season. What a matchup. Your favorite team playing a game in Tampa or Bob Ross painting a lake and a mountain.
Give me the lake all day long.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Bulldog fumbling with the remote. I think the word is fumbling here.
Shut up. I got it.
What did you do?
I just needed to flip the guide back to the all-channel guide because I was looking for TNT because, Mike, the Club World Cup is on.
What's that?
It's a soccer tournament that I've not watched 1 second of.
So it's teams, not countries?
Right.
But it's a World Cup.
Right, Club World Cup. So, yeah. Chelsea is playing Feyenoord? All reasonably close. Fluminense?
I just saw an ad for that. The allergies lately have been getting to me, so I was looking at some Fluminense.
Is that the little red pill with the big story to tell?
That's Fluminense.
Is that what that is?
Fluminense is like mayonnaise with a little flu. You don't want it.
No, I happen to see what's happening on my desktop Twitter feed, and it said this Fluminense team versus Chelsea. I thought, like, that must be this World Cup, Club World Cup thing.
Is this the Bills playing Hamilton like the guy called up about last week?
Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea how competitive it's been. I'm not even real sure how far. We must be pretty far into the competition because I feel like it's been going on for a while.
Let's hope.
I feel like I first started. The only news I've seen about it are pictures of three-quarter empty stadiums.
Oh, really?
Where the games are being played.
Where are they being played?
Around the United States.
Oh, really?
Charlotte, okay. Miami, New York. Many of the sites that are going to host the actual World Cup.
Is it a test run?
The World, yeah, I maybe a
the
little
World
bit.
Cup Cup.
The World Cup.
The cup. World World
the,
Cup.
The real World Cup.
Yeah.
Next year. So I guess this is some sort of a dry run. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like it's been a big hit.
What is the calendar for soccer? Like the Premier League starts in August and ends in April or May. It's
yeah.
pretty long.
Yeah.
Then there should be a break, you know?
Yeah.
But some of these English teams came to the U.S. to play friendlies, and now others are in the Club World Cup,
right?
As you call it, it's called.
I saw a story today on my Twitter feed that a team from La Liga that's still, I can't remember if it was, it's not in Barcelona, maybe it was Madrid. I don't know, some big name team that's still alive in this thing is already asking the league to push back the start of their regular season.
Yes.
Because they haven't had enough of a break.
Yes.
So, like, that's out there.
Hey, yesterday, and your calls are welcome, 803-0550. What have we done today, actually? Oh, some fourth down discussion. I got it. Let me, before I go to the next thing, read you a tweet that we got about this. And I think this might be right. I can certainly understand someone saying it. Greg writes, the Bills do great on third and fourth down decisions, but they still lack that second and short decision making where they seem happy to just pick up the first down instead of leveraging the two, quote, free downs to be aggressive. I think that's probably correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had that frustration. Second and, see, we could do another whole conversation just on this. I don't have data to tell you what the Bills do in this, but just in general, absolutely right. How is second and two not the playground? I mean, eight yards. I used to say nine. It's still at least nine yards on first down is the best play in football. Getting nine is better than getting 10. Second and one is better than first and 10. Second and one, anything's possible here. First and 10, I've got pressure. I've got some pressure to not get behind the sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to
tackle
for a loss. I don't want a sack. I don't want a penalty. If I can get you to second and one, I watch games and sometimes think the players go down on purpose short of the first down. I've seen it. I don't know if they do it, but it looks like they do it. And that would include, you know, Bills players. So get me to second and one. Then it's anything goes. And maybe the Bills, I don't know. Some teams would be more reluctant than others to take advantage of that. It's the bad teams who should do it the most. It's the bad teams that can't score. It's the Bears who averaged 10 yards on their first drive of games last year.
Yeah, I would love to see the numbers, the data on that. It does feel to me, and this can get you in trouble, it does feel to me like the Bills, despite their mostly, I think the person tweeting you or us, I haven't seen it myself, I think my instinct is that that's closer to right than it is wrong. Like that the Bills are probably below mid in the league as far as aggressiveness, really passing. All right, maybe even big air yard, like to 10 yards or more air yard pass attempts on second and one. But I don't know it, but watching the games like we do, I'm home on a lot of Sundays, but even the few games I was in here with you for this year, it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of connecting that, but I wouldn't want to say it, you know, loudly and proudly without knowing it. But my perception is that they're not sharp in that area, taking advantage of what they've achieved by being in second and one.
Yeah. Well, I don't know either.
I wonder if it's more like sort of like I posited while we were talking in the first hour about the fourth and two leading to ultimately a more conservative style of playing, more conservative play calling, because you're confident you've got the four downs and you're going to be able to use your RoboCop quarterback to get you a yard or two if it comes to that. So why take chances, right? Only three things can happen and two of them are bad if I throw it. Like that kind of mentality could be sort of seeping back in. And I don't know if that plays a part in this perception that I'm not even 100% sure is right, but it feels like the Bills aren't great at that.
I don't know any different, but I would just say this is another one where teams could do better. I think teams could do better wanting to get to second and short versus first and 10. Because that doesn't sound right, does it? That's almost like nails on the chalkboard. Why is 9 yards better than 10? Why is 8 yards better than 10? Why would that be? I think it's the math. I think then in a sport where being unpredictable is like the most valuable commodity, now I've got you. And I would want to, you know, try to abuse that. And again, I'll say I want to say the bad teams should do it more because they need the edge. They don't have the talent or the wherewithal in the first place to beat you more straight up. So they could use the edge. But yeah, I think I like it. You know, second and short should be an aggressive play call. And what's short? Four. I mean, I think, what if I'm in third and four? I think I'm fine.
Well, yeah, but what, am I going to run it twice? Probably not, right? I'm going to throw it on third and four, and if the pass is incomplete, now I'm in fourth and four, and I'm punting.
Yeah, it's more the thinking that I'm going to get some of the four on third down.
Right.
But an incomplete pass would, you know, preclude that. You're right about that. Just getting us ready.
Right.
The station says things like, we're getting you ready for training camp.
And that's how you end up calling more run plays than pass plays. Like, if your mindset is, I can get it if I just run it, then, you know, I think in this meeting that I mentioned earlier that I'm sure takes place all around the league, someone says, well, if I'm going to get it running, then why am I passing? Shouldn't I just
take it?
Shouldn't I just be running? I'm fine over here. Do keep the clock moving, right? Nothing bad. I'm not going to get sacked. I mean, I could get tackled for a loss, I suppose. Somebody could make a play. But, you know, my left tackle's not going to get beat and cost me 8 yards in a strip sack or something if I run it. So I'm just going to run it. That seems safe. Man, I wonder if we'll get, like, some more evidence that, like, that is starting to happen. Maybe it's still years out that it will, you know, trickle in to the point where you can notice it.
Where do you think the Bills ranked last year in yards per carry?
Yards per carry? Mid. I'm going to say mid. I mean, they ran it great, but they ran it a lot.
So 11th.
11th. It's not quite mid. But it's not top 10.
It's not top 10. It's top 11.
It's top 11.
They were ninth in attempts. 4.5 yards per carry. Five even was fourth. 5.8 was Baltimore. They were first. Tampa, Arizona were tied for second. Washington, 5.0. Philadelphia, not surprising. Detroit, not surprising. Green Bay, okay. Indianapolis, Taylor, San Francisco, sure. Doesn't matter whether McCaffrey's healthy or not. They eat on the ground. Then Carolina, Atlanta, and Buffalo, 4.5. Your Falcons.
My Falcons.
Well, how does this conversation not get to Cook's value? I mean, you can always say, and we do, replace them and you're the same. Or mostly the same.
And
like, that's what we end up at. Not everybody does.
Right. But I definitely do. And so I don't know that any of this really... Well, should it change things? Like, I don't feel like I want it to. But that doesn't have to be right. Like, this could be a way. I mean, the next step of, you know... I can get first downs running. Why don't I run more because of this fourth down stuff? Could be like then the running back value starts to swing back up. But I don't know, man. Like the team that we talk about, you know, mostly here has a quarterback that is a cheat code for those plays. And that's the more valuable commodity than the running back. Like I think I could do pretty much what I did on the ground last year with Ray Davis doing it. I think. But if I have Mitch Trubisky instead of Josh Allen, like the whole thing is derailed. I'm not going for it on fourth and two. I don't have a 6'5", 250 moose to get it for me.
That's an interesting thought experiment. There are a lot of interesting thought experiments that are predicated on an Allen absence. But they're not so much fun to think about.
No.
But you know, yesterday's was, would you take a Super Bowl if it meant he wasn't on the team anymore? After we got right away from that. And then this one. So I think I'd have to say different. Because my fourth down campaign all those years during the drought was more about the fact that the Bills weren't good. It's the last point about the Bears. Like, they're the team that should want to get you to second and one and then blow your minds. It's more advantageous to the bad teams to do that. In the drought years, I mean, the Bills just couldn't be bothered to go for it more often. And I think if I have Trubisky and not Allen, then I'm going to want to do it more often, not less. But maybe my success rate shouldn't be as good. I mean, in any context, when I'm switching from Allen to Trubisky, success rate at everything should go down.
There should be a dip, yeah.
But I think it would still beat punting. I don't know. It's pretty hypothetical, or is it?
Yeah.
It's one play away. Well, let's not worry about it.
Yeah, I don't want to stand here for much longer.
It will be tomorrow's "What if Josh Allen is injured?" discussion topic.
No, right? Yeah, the next thing that came to mind, I don't want to even
save it.
Spit out. Yeah, I just don't want to get there.
When you look at, as I'm doing right now, last year's team offense stats, I mean, the Bills, okay, so 4.5 yards per carry is 11th or 12th, you know, fine. Attempts, what do we say? They were 9th. Passing yards, right? Allen wins the MVP, but 9th. Passing touchdowns, 7th, you know, good.
Mm-hmm.
Not great. Fumbles lost, 2.
That's still incredible. That is the biggest... issue is too strong, but it's an issue. It's the biggest raise your hand when Brandon Bean is yelling at the guys in the morning about 30 points a game and, you know, like, what, you know, look at what we did. Like, you know, how can you say? I can understand last year we didn't have Diggs anymore. We need to replace him, but we didn't, and look at what we did. The turnover good fortune it is something I really wonder about. You know, it's rarely bankable. As I say, everything about it is luck, but come on. I mean, the ball's on the ground how many times, and I lost 2 of them. Like, there's just some good fortune in that. And I don't know. I mean, if that's like a normal year, and you lose, I don't know, 6 or 8 fumbles.
League average is 8.5 last year.
So you're not committing a third of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The league average in fumbles lost, you're more like the league average. Like, what does that do to everything? The whole operation, you know? Am I giving up more points? Am I behind more often? Like, what effect does it have? It has to have some. And, you know, it's not like every turnover happens where I get a walk-in touchdown off it or something. But sure, there's your share of short fields that you can capitalize on. And if you just lose, again, like a handful of those, a half a dozen of those, you know, how potent is my offense? How good is it? How explosive is it? How dangerous is it? You know, does that sort of level everything off to the point where you're like, oh, I guess they really did need a guy that can get open more than we thought they did last year?
Mm-hmm.
Because don't forget, like, for all their talk about it, last year they went and got what they thought was going to be a number one wide receiver at the trade deadline. They did that. they felt they needed that. And I guess they feel like Palmer is that this year, even though he's never been that guy. Hopefully he's as good or better than Amari Cooper was, because Cooper was kind of a ghost of who he'd been in his career up to that point. But nonetheless, like, the turnover point within the bragging and the brashness about how good the offense was, according to the guy who built it, is the one piece that I think is just, yeah, I don't think you can't get a loan for that. Like, you just, that's not something you can count on.
Yards per play. And the Bills had averaged six yards per play. That's just intuitively, that's really good. 6 yards per play. And 8 turnovers. How did they ever lose? Kansas City, that was 6th in the league, 6 yards per play. Baltimore, 6.8, by far the best. Only 11 turnovers. How did they ever lose? They had turnovers in the playoff game. That's how they lost the playoff game.
Yep.
Detroit, 6.2. Tampa, 6.2. San Francisco, 6.2. Green Bay, 6.1. Kansas City, 5.1, 21st. Yards per play. Worst in the league? You guessed it, Fluvenays. Wait, no, Chicago Bears. We found Fluvenays. Is that even it?
No, I screwed it up. It's Fluminense, I think. It's N-S-E at the end.
Fluminescence. Yeah. I think I like that.
All right, go with that. Go with that. I don't know. I'm fine. Yeah, these are club teams. I mean, do they have to be named after towns or regions? I mean, I don't really know. Usually, that's how they're done. But
Fluminescence could be a fantasy team.
Yeah.
You got to be getting ready for your draft. It's July. You've got the magazine yet? Do we still get a magazine?
If it comes here, then I'll have a magazine.
If it sits, if it arrives on this table,
yes,
you will have it. You check your mailbox, though. You might get it in your mailbox.
I don't know. In the control room?
Yeah. Don't you go in there?
I keep my headphones in there every day. So yeah. So I guess that is where I would get mail, but that never happens.
I bet you get one. You're on the list.
These magazines just show up in here. I never get them in my mailbox. They're left out, like, in our spots. I think when they come, the boss gets them and they're like, oh, the magazines are here.
And leaves
them
at our workstation. Immediately thinks of you.
Yes.
The fantasy magazine is in. Get it to Bulldog pronto. Adam, your buddy Adam Krautwurst wrote for one of those magazines this year.
Did he?
Yeah. Yes, he did. You can read his thoughts. I don't remember the name of the magazine, but he did.
What one am I
probably 100 of them.
Am I Roto World? Roto Wire?
Roto Wire.
We get. Yeah, okay.
They like us. We like them.
Yeah. I like the summer reading opportunity it presents when I would like put that in with my stuff, take it to the cottage, and like it's just sitting on the porch. Leafing through the magazine, reading about
fantasy
these teams.
Football.
Yep,
rankings. You know, that is a sort of a gentle pleasure, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
The preseason magazine,
because
doesn't even have to be fantasy.
You know,
believe it or not.
Yeah, or even if it is, it's still informative enough. I mean, you can make that point all you want, and I'll laugh at you sometimes, but it's definitely true. So, yeah, and what I won't do. If I don't get the magazine, is go find that content anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will not, if I get the magazine, I will read the Bills chapter, and I'll look at some other teams that are on the Bills schedule, and just sort of, banking knowledge. And I read something, I can't remember, and it'll probably be this. Again, if we get the magazine. If we don't, I will not do any of that. Like, look, I won't go looking for that content specific to fantasy. I mean, I'll read about the teams, Bill Barnwell and whomever at ESPN and like lots of other places. Well, there's a lot of good content out there. But specific to fantasy, I need the magazine. Otherwise, I'm not looking at rankings. I'm going to roll into the draft in September, whatever date we're having it, and let the app do it.
That'll be the Tuesday or Wednesday before opening night.
Right.
Is when we have that draft. So you still have some time.
Yes. I don't feel like magazine season has come and gone. Like I think we're in magazine season.
I think we are. I think we've arrived.
That content should be arriving at any point here.
Preseason football preview magazine season is definitely here. By the way, I do consider it a personal attack that you did not mention ADP chasing as some of what the fantasy football content you consume is. I mean, I know you're watching that. But we have the numbers to prove it. Yes, we know who everyone is watching it. I was not on today.
I'm not even sure I watched the episode that I did.
That was a different show. But okay, point taken. I always watch the ones that I'm on. Today I was not on. Went for the boat ride.
Oh, right.
But they did have the show.
They got by without you?
I don't know. I have watched the first couple of minutes just to see how they did it. And of course, they would get by. I don't know how it went, but I know it was about an hour 50. And it was maybe funny at the end. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
But ADP chasing every Tuesday. For those of you fantasy sickos, these shows that do fantasy podcasts like this one that I'm with year-round, they always make this point. Like, I can hear Mike Leone making this point on his Establish the Edge stuff. You know, if you're drafting one team, just do this. But if you're listening to this, you are not drafting one team.
Right.
If you are listening to fantasy football content in May, there's a pretty good chance you're drafting at least 100 teams. Maybe closer to 1,000. Right? Because who is doing that?
Right.
I do think it's growing. I mean, fantasy kind of feels a little bit like a young man's game, but it's fun, and we're getting older, and, you know, I don't feel like I'm too old for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people are moving to podcasts. Anyway, what is all this? 803-0550, back after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.